In this part D, we will talk about how Caesar Biden is cabal and the news media as feudal lords and the other like-minded political and business leaders and groups have coalesced into a singular objective, manipulate public opinion at all costs by destroying social media. The aim of the Caesar Biden is cabal and his enablers, cheerleaders in the news media, along with the numerous political leaders in both parties and business leaders who have assumed the role of feudal lords, is to keep and hold power at any cost. To that end, they want to control the public by all means, and most effective way they have chosen is to give them distorted and dishonest version of what is happening around the country and the world. This, in turn, turned the public into blind supporters. This way, they can stay in power. It had been implemented successfully after the Second World War by several leaders, starting with McCarthyism, Cold War, Vietnam War, etc. They cry wolf or boogeyman and scare the public into submission. Reagan did it successfully, using "there is a bear in the woods," while feeding us his voodoo economics and plunging us into deep recession, destroying our middle class and the unions. It took us over a decade to recover from the voodoo Reaganomics of increased defense spending, cut taxes, and balance the budget. What rubbish. It created huge deficits. Millions of people and businesses went bankrupt. Millions lost their homes to foreclosure, 15% mortgage rates, and disastrous economy. Reagan conned us. Only two presidents in the last 50 years didn't resort to this manipulation. They were Presidents Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush. They were both honest and they loved and cared for America and the American people and never resorted to manipulating the public. And as a result, they were both defeated and ended up as one-term presidents. What a shame. Reagan's dishonest boogeyman cry was successfully used by other presidents, especially G.W. Bush and Cheney and their cabal, to take us into phony wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and spend $10 to $15 trillion of borrowed money already to fund them. And we are still there. Several social media came to prominence in the mid-2010s. And all of a sudden, the power-hungry politicians, businessmen, powerful news media, and others felt threatened, since social media is a decentralized town square where anyone and everyone can post the live news as it was happening, and others can comment and post what they see instantly. The high-powered news media, by the time they got around to it, giving their distorted version, realized they are losing. Greedy, power-hungry politicians, businessmen, and other government officials felt they are losing their grip on power. So now, all these power-hungry entities, Caesar Biden and his cabal, feudal lords in the news media, power-hungry politicians of both parties, businesses, and businessmen want to shut down completely or break up the social media, small and small parts, or control them by whatever means possible. To that end, they have been bad-mouthing social media for the past decade, holding congressional hearings, resorting to using antitrust laws to break them up at any cost, and so on. World over, power-hungry political leaders, government officials are resorting to do the same. They are doing it all over Europe, in China, in India, in the Middle East, and several other countries. Such power-hungry despots and fascists the world over are trying to cling to power, including a few state governors in the United States. Nor, they do not believe in freedom of speech nor expression, nor in the First Amendment. They only believe in controlled news to manipulate public opinion, scare the public. These despots are the guardian and promoters of cancel cultures, and they are bent on destroying social media at any cost. In the next chapter, we will take a look at how the Biden cabal is going after social media companies and what others are doing to break them up and break up these social media enterprises while propping up with subsidies the dying businesses and institutions and wasting our money.